In one way, you can't see your next step. In one way. In another way, you can always see your next step, but you don't recognize it because you're looking at it in an old way. So when you've come to somebody who you think has something to offer, you need to listen. Just listen, presuming you are not understanding what they say. Because if you understood it, you wouldn't have to ask. So you don't understand. Then the next step that we keep repeating is, if you agree or disagree, that's the same level. You're just on the level that you think you understand. So it goes to the part of the brain that's already wrapped that up and made decisions. So if somebody says to you, and you say, that's not true, you haven't let it in. What you've done is go to the old place and say, that's not true, which means it's not true on the level I'm at. But you never know whether the other person is seeing something you're not seeing, because you see things in people that you know they're not seeing. So they could very well be seeing something about you that you are not seeing. So we need to listen all the time. Openly, not understanding, not agreeing, not disagreeing, just listening and listening and listening. If something says that's not right, you've reacted. If you've reacted, it means you've been touched somewhere you don't want to be touched. You've contracted, resisted, closed the doors. So it's a matter of listening and not knowing, just being totally open. But it needs to be without any parameters, totally unconditional. If you have any conditions, then what you hear would just go to an old place in you, and nothing changes, or it changes mentally, which is nothing. It's not knowing. I'm listening. I'm available. I don't know. Maybe something is being seen that I'm not seeing. I'll look at it, as I keep saying, as a hypothesis, as a possibility that they're seeing something I'm not seeing. I'll take it as a possibility. I'll experiment with it. I'll try it out. If it's appropriate, something lights up inside. You go, oh yes, that's right. And if not, you just let it go. But to resist, to argue, to fight, is just an absolute waste of time. It just means, no, I do not want to hear what you're saying. Contracted, closed, nothing's going to happen. And the other way is open up, expand, and then often feel really shaky. Because usually when you go beyond the place that you've settled in, you've made your house in it, you've built up a moat and big walls and drawbridge and protection. If somebody gets through there, in there, you feel very shaky. If you feel shaky, you're moving, and that's healthy. Movement is healthy because everything's moving. If you feel you know, if you feel you're fixed, you're stuck. And, yes, your moats, your walls, your drawbridges keep people out, but it keeps you in. You're cut off from reality, from life, from movement. So it's always this state of not knowing. Always not knowing. So how do you get out of where you are? You can't do it safely. Your whole system is built to keep you safe, to be as undisturbed as possible. So you don't go anywhere new. If you're feeling safe and secure and predictable, it means you're in your castle, you're in your box, and nothing can get in and you can't get out. With you, we call it a glass wall because you're sincere, you are looking, so the glass is clear, you can see out, but you still want to stay safe. Now I'm going to explain safe. Here's an example. So often we've said to people, you are trapped. And one of the symptoms of you being trapped is the way you speak. You speak quietly. You don't put any energy into what you're saying. The person has to come to you to listen. You're drawing them in to listen because you're not speaking very loudly. You're not putting much energy in. So the person has to come to you, and then you stay safe. But you're stuck inside. Now, if we say to that person, speak loudly, just that, speak loudly. If they speak just a little bit more loudly, to them, it sounds as though they're shouting. To us, we can still hardly hear them because they're saying, all right, I'll try that. But they try it so carefully and so gently, they're still in control. So usually, if you want to jump into another level, you've got to let go of where you are and go for it. And your whole system thinks you're exaggerating. Well, it's better to exaggerate. So if you speak very quietly, it's better to shout. Get the energy out to go to the opposite of where you've been. If you shout, you'll get out of your castle. You'll get out. And then you'll hear eventually, oh yeah, that is too loud. And then you'll come back halfway. Whenever we look to go to a new level, we go to do it safely. And it won't work. Because safely is still the old. You need to jump. And of course, sometimes you might jump and find you don't have a parachute. Carefully doesn't do it. Another subject is when we're feeling uncomfortable, which is most people most of the time, we take a look around and say, how are we going to fix it? And if you're in a relationship, it's usually the relationship. It might be around your partner being attracted to somebody else, or the money situation, are you sharing and paying your way? Or it might be about that. But what it really is, without you seeing it, is I don't want to look at what's really going on with me. I want to fix what I think is wrong on the outside, and then I'm going to feel better. So in a relationship, usually most of the energy goes into the relationship, with the idea that once I get this relationship sorted, everything's going to be all right. And there's two interesting things to look at, and I say this so often. Look around, and how many relationships do you know that are loving, delightful, in harmony, the people are enjoying each other, and they're really happy, happy to be with each other. If you look around, we don't know anybody except ourselves. And yet, everybody's putting their energy when they're in a relationship to make the relationship work. And they don't work. They're not meant to work. They're meant to keep showing you where you're still unclear. Every time you get upset with your partner, you're getting upset with that part of you you have not seen, you have not accepted, you have not balanced. Your partner, when they upset you, is helping you to see where you're not clear. But you don't want that. What you want is to change the partner so that the partner behaves in a way that does not upset your neurosis. Which is a great idea, except they're trying to do the same to you. So both of you are trying to change each other. But here's the main thing. What you're doing is escaping looking what you need to look at, and that's yourself. It's a diversion with the idea that once we've got it straight, everything will be all right. But even if you do manage to get it straight for a while, usually after a big argument or something, things go a bit cooler for a while. And even then, inside, there's still the turmoil. Because the inner turmoil cannot be settled from the outside. The inner turmoil is to do with you, how you're seeing and how you're reacting to what's out there. What we call out there is only out there to help you to see in you, in there, to see yourself. And where you're not yet balanced, where you're not yet clear. So a relationship is a device, not a way of life. eventually, on one planet or other, we'll all live in harmony, but not in relationship with one much more than anyone else. We will all be open to each other. And we won't be open to each other until we are totally, utterly, unconditionally open to ourselves. We're ready to see ourselves as we are in that very moment and be with it. Not supporting it, not against it, not fixing it, just being with how we are in that moment and sharing it. Saying, this is what's going on with me. Taking responsibility. Not the usual way is, I am upset and it's your fault. And the your can be your partner, your children, your preacher, your government, your pharmaceutical company. It's always somebody else, and it never is somebody else. Ever, ever, ever. If you're upset, that's your upset and it's to do with you. What we don't notice is our main pattern is put into everything. So if we're timid, quiet, careful people, whatever we do it careful, quiet and timid. So then you ask, well, what can I do to be different? Anything, except the way you normally do it. Okay. Anything. So for instance, Sabine says, I could really do with a new whatever, new boots, new this. I say, good, let's go and get some boots. Let's go out and shop. Do it. Let's put some energy into it. Not, oh yeah, we need some more boots. We'll go and get some sometime when I feel like it. It's put your energy into everything you're doing. Oh, I'm going to cut the grass today. Not, oh, I think I'll cut the grass today. Or you can be an over-the-top person. And then you go over the top with everything. Instead of, I'll try being very... So I'm going to cut the grass today. And try, I'm going to cut the grass today. Just to make a balance. Just to get out of your normal pattern. Try something else. Go for it. But as I said, you'll always feel insecure when you do it. Whether you're an over-the-top person and you go quiet, or whether you're a quiet person and you go over the top, you'll always feel unfamiliar. And what I'm suggesting over and over and over and over and over and over is, don't do it the same way that you normally do it, because that's the only thing you know 100% doesn't work. Try anything else.